This is Poetry Off the Shelf from the Poetry Foundation, June 29th, 2009. I'm Curtis Fox. This week, what's Barbie got to do with it? A few months ago, my five-year-old got into Barbies. "Do you think they're pretty, Dad?" she asked me. "Not really," I said. "To me, they look like bimbos." "What's a bimbo?" "A person who may look good, but also looks really stupid," I said. Here, I thought I was nipping in the bud any kind of body image problem the Barbies might create in my little plumpster. A few days later, she told me that the Barbies think I'm hairy. "I am hairy," I said. "The Barbies think you're ugly, too, and they don't like you." Oh. Long story short, I stopped insulting the Barbies, and they stopped dissing me. But the episode left me with newfound respect for the power of Barbie.
Barbie, you're beautiful. You make me feel. My Barbie doll is really real.
The power of Barbie is not something new to poet David Trinidad. He is a collector of Barbies, the classic ones from the early 1960s, not the garish ones my daughter loves. You can read about David Trinidad's unusual collection in an interview published on our website, poetryfoundation.org. Trinidad said in that interview that when he was a kid, his little sisters had Barbies, and he wanted them too. But he was a boy, and he wasn't supposed to be interested in such things. So he made up for lost time when he grew up and started collecting them, keeping them in their original packaging, as if he had just brought them home from the store.
Barbie's small and so petite. Her clothes and figure look so neat. Her dancing outfit rings the bell. At parties she will cast a spell.
Barbie has also entered into his poems. And in a minute we're going to hear one poem in which he makes a very funny appearance. But first we will hear from Barbie's vanquished rival.
"And when you're bigger, you'll want a chatty Cathy just like mine. Now watch. Will you play with me?"
Chatty Cathy was a doll in the 1960s, produced by Mattel. She had a ring at the back of her neck, and you would pull the ring, and the string would come out, and she would say certain things.
"I love you."
David Trinidad does not often write formal poetry, but he thought Chatty Cathy would be perfect for a villanelle, which is heavily rhymed and which repeats the same two lines throughout the poem.
"She only said about a dozen things. She often repeated herself." So I'm imagining this as a poem that would come out of Chatty Cathy's mouth as you pulled her string again and again.
Here's David Trinidad reading Chatty Cathy Villanelle.
"When you grow up, what will you do? Please come to my tea party. I'm Chatty Cathy. Who are you? Let's take a trip to the zoo. Tee-hee, 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 you're silly. When you grow up, what will you do? 1 + 1 = 2. It's fun to learn your ABCs. I'm Chatty Cathy, who are you? Please help me tie my shoe. Can you come out and play with me? When you grow up, what will you do? The rooster says cock-a-doodle-doo. Please read me a bedtime story. I'm Chatty Cathy. Who are you? Our flag is red, white, and blue. Let's make believe you're mommy. When you grow up, what will you do? I'm Chatty Cathy. Who are you?
Someday I'm gonna be exactly like you. Till then I know just what I'll do. Barbie, beautiful Barbie, I'll make believe that I am you."
"You can tell it's Mattel. It's swell."
Now to the poem in which Barbie makes an appearance, although much more obliquely than Chatty Cathy does. The poem is called Red Parade, and it begins by catching the poet in a highly unliterary posture. He is lying down, depressed, watching TV. It's a situation that all of us find ourselves in now and again, right? But it almost never makes its way into a poem. One note from the poet.
"I wrote it in 1995, and Byron in the poem is my dog, a Cairn Terrier."
Also, Sylvia Plath and a few of her images make an appearance. Here's David Trinidad reading Red Parade.
"Depressed because my book wasn't nominated for a gay award. I lie on the couch watching, not listening to, the O.J. trial. Byron, who senses something's wrong, hides under the bed until Ira comes home, carrying a bouquet of beautifully wrapped tulips. I press the mute button. "This is your prize," he says. "Guess what they're called?" A smile involuntarily overcomes my frown. "What?" "Red Parade." "That sounds like the name of an old Barbie outfit," I say. "That's exactly what I told the florist, and you know what she told me?" "What?" "When she was a girl, she turned her Barbie into Cleopatra, gave her an Egyptian haircut, and painted her nipples blue." "How cool." "Yeah, but now she thinks that her doll would be worth $800 if she hadn't messed it up." Once in water, the tulips begin to unclench, 10 angry fists. Their colors are fierce, like Plath's great African cat, her bowl of red blooms. Poor Sylvia, who so desperately wanted awards and only won them after she was dead. Byron jumps up. Ira sits down and massages my feet. "You guys." My spirits are lifted by their tulips, kisses, licks.
David Trinidad reading Red Parade, starting out as a poem of depression and domestic squalor.
Not listening to the O.J. trial.
Ending with domestic bliss.
Tulips, kisses, licks.
With some funny Barbie chatter along the way.
"Yeah, but now she thinks that her doll would be worth $800 if she hadn't messed it up."
But we don't want to leave you with the impression that dolls appear in every poem by David Trinidad. Here's one that covers very different territory.
This poem is dedicated to the poet Ariel Greenberg, who's a colleague of mine at Columbia College in Chicago. I was living in a high-rise in downtown Chicago, and she found an apartment for me, actually, in the building that she was living in at the time, further north in a neighborhood called Andersonville. So I had just moved into my new apartment when I wrote this poem for her.
It seems like the name of his colleague, Ariel Greenberg, led the poet once again to think about Sylvia Plath and her searing, death-obsessed book, Ariel. Trinidad's poem begins with the views from the windows of his new apartment. Here he is reading to Ariel and the moon.
"The night reduced to a siren, a sigh. Beautiful boy on the treadmill, glimpsed sweating through sweating glass. My new moon. Sylvia's moon, a smiling skull snagged in witchy branches, fossil brushed free of blackest earth. My last moon, an orange ball at rest for an instant on the gray lake. Wish list, dining set and dresser, boombox, thin black tie, boyfriend a la Madonna's true blue. La, 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 la. Your moon, tonight, a clouded X-ray. I stand at a corner and stare up, both of us astonished by its own secret light."
You can read that interview I mentioned earlier with David Trinidad about his Barbie collection, as well as a bunch of his poems, on our website, poetryfoundation.org. Do let us know what you think of this program, where our motto is...
Will you play with me?
Email us at podcast@poetryfoundation.org. The music used in this program comes from the Claudia Quintet. For Poetry Off the Shelf, I'm Curtis Fox. Thanks for listening.